December 1907. In all of her acts, the soul must have the intention of encountering Jesus. As I was in my usual state, I found myself with the thought of when blessed Jesus met his blessed mother on the way to Calvary. And while I was compassionating both one and the other, sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, my mother went out on the day of my passion only to be able to meet and relieve her son." In the same way, for a true loving soul, her intention and all of her actions is only that of encountering her beloved, and of relieving him from the weight of his cross. And since human life is a continuous attitude of actions, both external and internal, the soul does nothing but meet her beloved continuously. And will she just meet him? No, no. She will greet him, she will embrace him. She kisses him, she consoles him, she loves him, be it even with a little word said in passing. And he will be satisfied and content. And since the action always contains a sacrifice, if the action is done to encounter the sacrifice contained in it, it will serve to relieve me from the weight of my cross. What will be the happiness of this soul who, in her actions, is always in contact with me? How my love will grow ever more at each additional encounter she has by means of her acting with me. But how few are those who make use of it to find the shortest way in their actions to come to me, cling to me, and relieve me from the many afflictions that creatures give me.